We continue our learning. We're in Gittin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah. Our Mishnah is coming to teach us that if a man gives his wife a get al tanai and says, let's say, Harei zegitei chal menas kach v'kach, this is your get on the condition that you fulfill something. Once the tanai is fulfilled, she's mugureshes from now, retroactively from the time he gives her the get. Now, he didn't say mehayom, he didn't say meachshav, so maybe it shouldn't be retroactive. No, the answer is no. When you say al menas on the condition of whatever it maybe, it's as if you said zegitech me'achshav. So says the Mishnah, harei zegitech amanashe titani l'masayim zuz, harei zo megureshes visitein. A man gives his wife a get and says, this is your get, it will take effect on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. So as long as she gives him 200 zuz, at some point, she's going to be divorced me'achshav from now. Since he said almanas, so it works retroactively. As long as she fulfills the tanai, they are divorced. And in fact, even if the get is ripped up or it's lost before the kiyum of the tanai, he doesn't give you another get because he gave it to her and she fulfilled the tanai, and it goes retroactive from the time he gave her the get. So then they are divorced. What if he says dar almanashe titni li mikan vad shloshim yom? Here the tanai is that she fulfills it within a certain time limit. So the Mishnah says it's also the same. If she gives him the 200 zuz within 30 days, she is going to be divorced. And if not, she's not divorced. Maybe we would have thought that what's the chiddush here? So maybe we would have thought when the husband says from here till 30 days, he wasn't really being makpid that it has to be given within 30 days. Maybe he just wanted her to, give her the get, to give him the money as quickly as possible. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is no. When he says 30 days, he meant dafka 30 days, and if she only gives him the 200 days after 30 days, they're not going to be divorced. Amar Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Masa b'Tzidon, there was a story near the city of Tzidon, be'echad she'amar le'ishto, someone said to his wife, harei zegitech amanashe titnili itztali. See, I'm giving you this get now, and on the condition that you will give me my itztalis, my cloak that you have, v'avder itztaliso, but she had lost it, it had been lost, she doesn't have it anymore. V'amru chachamim, so the chachamim have said, titein lo estameha, says Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it's not a problem, she doesn't have the itztalis, even though that was the condition that has to be fulfilled. Now it's enough for her to give him, the husband, the value of the cloak, and they will be divorced. The Gemara points out that there's really a machlokas here. They were missing the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Chisuri mechasra v'achi k'tani. What does the Tanna Kamma hold? Ha'omer li'ishto harei zegitech amanashe titni itztalisi. This is your get on the condition that you give me itztalis, my cloak, v'av itztaliso, and it was lost. Eino megoreshes. She's not divorced because according to the Tanna Kamma, when the husband says it's to list my cloak, he meant the cloak. He doesn't want the value of the cloak. And since the tanai cannot be fulfilled because the cloak is lost, the get is going to be batel. Comes Rabban Shimon Gamliel to disagree. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it's sufficient for her to give the value of the cloak, even though it was lost, and that's considered a fulfillment of the tanai, and they are going to be divorced. Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Harei zegitech amanashe tisham shiyas abba. Man gives his wife a get and says, yeah, this is your get on the condition that you serve my father. Doesn't say for how long, doesn't give any time frame. We'll see that in a moment. Or almanashe taniki espani. This is your get on the condition that you nurse my son. My son needs to be nursed, and I want you to nurse my son. And that's a condition, a stipulation built into this get being effective. So the Gemara says that the halach is here as long as she serves the father for one day and she nurses this son, if that was the condition, for one day, then she has to fulfill the tanai. What the Mishnah now asks, though, is regarding nursing the child, what's considered within what we call the Yemei Hanukkah, what's considered the days of nursing where this can be fulfilled? Kamahimini katu, meaning, you know, if a child is now 7 years old, we probably wouldn't say that if she nurses this child who's 7 years old, she's fulfilled it now, she's now divorced. That's not when a child is normally nursed. So when it comes to serving the father, so that's fine. Day, night, how long, for how long makes no difference. Once she does that shimush for one day, they're going to be divorced. She's fulfilled the tanai of the get. But when it comes to nursing, so there we have a machlokas. The Tanakhama says shteishanim for 2 years from the day the child was born. That's the Yemei HaHanaka. So within that time frame, she can nurse the child and fulfill the Tanai. Beyond that, she has not fulfilled Tanai, she's not divorced. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shimon Asar Chodesh. He believes now 18 months from the time the child is born, and that's it. Meis HaBeino Shemeis HaAv HaRezeget. Mishnah says, let's say, though, the child unfortunately died. The baby died that needs to be nursed. Or the father, who she's supposed to serve in order to fulfill the condition of the get, and passed away. Says the Mishnah, Harei Zeh Get. The get is going to be effective nonetheless, even though the Tanai was not fulfilled. Why? Because we assume the husband did not have any, did not have in mind that there's no intent to be mitzired, to cause any distress, any pain to his wife and prevent the gerushin. No, he just wanted something he could gain from it. The fact that she's going to serve her father-in-law, his father's going to get some service from her. Maybe he doesn't have to pay for it now because she's going to do it because it's part of the fulfillment of the Tanai, or the child's going to be nursed. He won't have to hire a wet nurse. So either way, he wanted to gain from it. He didn't want to cause any distress to her. So if the child is no longer alive, the father's no longer alive, and she can't fulfill the Tanai, he didn't mean that she should not be able to be divorced. She's going to be divorced. And of course, we would assume, had the husband known that his father would die or the child would die, he never would have built that Tanai into the giving of the get. But let's say now there is a time frame. He says specifically, I want you to serve my father. This is your get, behold, on the condition you serve my father for 2 years. Or almanas, shetoniki esbenish teshonim. Or this is, behold, this is your get on the condition you nursed my son for 2 years. So then says the Mishnah, meis habein o shemeis haav. If the child dies or the father dies, we'll see in a moment that that's not going to be a get. But we'll add on what the Mishnah now says is the following. Osha amar ha'av ef shishet sham sheni. Not only where the child dies or the father dies, do we say, since there's a time frame and she could not fulfill the full 2 years, or do we say it's a no get, it's not a get? But even if the father said, ef shishet sham sheni, I am not interested in you serving me. And not only that, shelo b'hakpad, it's not because he was mocked, but he got angry at her. His daughter-in-law did something and he said, you're not serving me anymore. I'm not interested in you serving me. No, there was no anger at all. He says, no, I don't want to be served. I don't know what my son was talking about. I'm not interested in that. So maybe we'd say, well, she's not the cause, of course, of the fact that he is not interested in being served. So maybe we should say the get should be chal, says the Tanakama, ain't no get. In all of these cases, the Tanai has not been fulfilled. She couldn't serve him for 2 years because he died within those 2 years. She couldn't serve him, let's say, because he said, I don't want you to serve me. So she couldn't serve him for 2 years. So too bad. And she's not divorced. If the child died within 2 years and she couldn't nurse the child for full 2 years, they're not going to be divorced because the Tanai was not fulfilled. They would have to give her another get. Rabban Shimon Gamliel disagrees. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, kazeh get. In all of these cases, it's a get. If the child dies, the father dies, and when the father says that I want you to serve me, and it's he's not angry at all, so then this is considered a get. But that's where he said ef shishet tasham sheni shelo b'hakpada, where he maybe wasn't angry, but maybe she is the cause. So that's the rule that he's going to give in a moment. But in these cases, it's out of her control. The child dies, the father dies within 2 years. What are you gonna do? She still can be divorced. And it comes to the father where he says, "Ef shishet tasham sheni, I don't want you to serve me." And it wasn't because he was angry; she wasn't the cause of that. So she's also divorced. But klala amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, kala kava she'ina heimena. Any time where it's the service has been withheld, the tanai has been withheld because of her, it's not because of her. She's not holding it back. So she's not the one who's preventing the fulfillment of the Tanai. The father died, the son died, even though there's a time limit of 2 years. But rather, it's another reason. So then the father doesn't want her to serve. So Harei Zeh Get, this is considered a get, even though the Tanai has not been fulfilled.